感谢主再次聚集我们在他的面前。
Thank the Lord for gathering us together before Him.
我们最近在读福音书。
We've been reading the books of the Gospel.
我们看见主耶稣在地上施行许多的神迹。
We read a lot of miracles the Lord Jesus did.
他是瞎眼看见，是瘸腿行走。
He made the blind see and the lame walk.
当法利赛人要求耶稣向他们显一个神迹的时候，
But when the Pharisees asked him to perform a miracle,
耶稣说没有别的神迹，除了约拿的神迹。
The Lord Jesus said, "There's no miracle other than the sign of Jonah."
这死而复活的神迹，是最大的神迹。
Raising the dead is the greatest sign.
我们这必死的生命，如今有那永活的生命。
And this in of the history, there's a eternal life.
我们感谢神在我们身上所做成的工作。
We thank the Lord for the work He has done on us.
我们一同起立来敬拜他，一同起来赞美他。
Rise to worship Him and praise Him.
要为他祈求神，他创造天地和万物。我们要为他祈求神，他是瞎眼看见，瘸腿能行走。在他没有难成的事，在他没有难成的事。哦，全能的主神。在你没有难成的事，在你没有难成的事，在你没有难成的事。
我们有，
我们有伟大奇妙神，他创造天地和万物。我们有伟大奇妙神，他是瞎眼看见，却很难行走。
哈利路亚！
在他没有难成的事，在他没有难成的事。哦，全能的主神，在你没有难成的事，在你没有难成的事。在你没有难成的事，
阿罗嘎，
阿罗嘎 ，Now earth and the heavens and the earth by thy great power， 阿罗嘎 ，Now earth and the heavens and the earth by thy outstretched arm，
Nothing is too difficult，
Nothing is too difficult for thee。Oh, great and mighty God, great and mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult.
Hallelujah.
Our God.Earth and the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Aloha, thou heaven, the heavens and the earth by thy outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Oh, great and mighty God.Answer by thee indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Oh, great and mighty God.Rain hands thy mighty in thee. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, Nothing is too thick for belief. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too thick for belief. Hallelujah! Nothing is too thick for belief.
感谢主，在神没有难成的事。
Praise the Lord, nothing is too difficult for thee.
我们看在迦南的婚宴里面，酒用尽了。
We saw at the banquet of Cana, the wine ran out.
众人想要找一个解决的方法。
People were trying to find a way to solve the problem.
但就像我们一样，在很多问题上想寻找答案。
Just like us, we're trying to find the answer among the problems.
但在这个结果就是这个我们的所有这些答案就是主在我们的里面。
But the answer is within us.
当我们里面还干渴的时候，唯有主能够满足我们的干渴。
We're dry on the inside. The Lord alone can satisfy us.
唯有他在我们里面，我们才有那活水的江河。
The Lord within us alone can flow out this living stream.
Satisfy the longing in my heart. Nothing I do, Lord, can take the place of drawing near to you.
Only you,
only you.Can feel my deepest longing. Only you can breathe in me new life. Only you can fill my heart with laughter. Only you can answer my heart's cry.
But you, Lord,
no one but you, Lord, can satisfy the longing in my heart. Nothing I do, Lord, can take the praise.So drawing near to you, only you can feel my deepest longing. Only you can breathe in me new life. Only you can fill my heart with laughter.My heart's cry, Father, I love you. Father, I love you. Come satisfy the longing in my heart. Fill me, overwhelm me.Here I know your love deep in my heart. Only you can feel my happiness on me. Only you can breathe in me new life. Only you can feel my heart with love.Only you, only you, only you. can feel my deepest longing. Only you can press in me new life. Only you can fill my heart with laughter. Only you can answer my heart's cry. Only you can answer my heart's cry.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
只有你能够填满我心里的空缺。
You alone can fill the void in our hearts.
在世上没有什么其他的可以代替你。
No one can take your place.
主，因为我们在你面前有一个心，我们愿意倒空自己，使能够进入到我们的里面。
We have a heart desire before you that we empty ourselves so you can fill us.
我们愿意呼出我们的愁苦。
Breathe out our sorrow.
呼出我们的罪污。
Breathe out our sin.
愿你进到我们里面，成为我们的生命。
May you enter into our hearts and be our life.
使我们生命里面充满了丰富。
That our life will be filled with your abundance.
充满了你所赐给我们的喜乐。
Be filled with the joy you give us.
求你向我吹神灵，教我如何喜怒你。主，我向你松怀一切，我的犯罪与自己，我是呼救我的仇。是喜怒，一直喜怒。你所有丰富，我是呼出我的生命，我才可能被充满。忘记软弱或是历经。喜怒怜悯和恩赞，我是呼救我的仇苦，呼救我罪恶，我是喜怒一直喜怒，你所有丰富。全出力，喜怒你的圣洁丰富，发现为你是生命，我是呼出我的愁苦，呼出我罪恶，我是喜怒一直喜怒。在呼吸你的生命做生命，一呼一吸都在乎你，求你由我来显明，我是呼出我的愁苦，呼出我罪恶，是喜怒一直喜怒，你所有丰富，我是呼出我的愁苦，呼出你的罪恶，我是。 너의 죄 씻어 네 소 영광고
주 愿我减少愿你加添
May I decrease and you increase
愿你的生命在我里面来发光
May your life work in me
从我显出你那丰富从我显出你那荣耀
Manifest your fullness from within me
愿你在我里面来制作
Mold me
使我里面能够充满你的生命
So I can be filled by your life
求你帮助我
Help me
奉主的名祷告
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen 弟兄姐妹请坐
Please be seated
弟兄姐妹好
Greetings brothers and sisters
早上我想跟弟兄姐妹分享一个题目叫做遇见主
This morning, I'd like to share a topic with you, meeting the Lord.
这周我在准备的时候
When I was preparing for the message this week,
我一直有一个负担，想要跟弟兄姐妹分享，我们要把神摆第一。
I've always had a burden to talk about putting the Lord first.
就是耶稣是主的一个原则。
That is the principle of Jesus is the Lord.
在哥罗西书第一章第十五节那边讲到
In Colossians 1 verse 15 it says
爱子是那个看不见神的像是首生的在一切被造之先
He is the image of the invisible God the firstborn over all creation
在十八节接下去说他是教会全体之首他是原始是从死里复生使他可以在凡事上居首位
Verse 18 And he is the head of the body, the church who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead that in all things he may have the preeminence
这些话我们很熟悉
We're familiar with these verses
特别他在回应我们最近刚读到的约翰福音
Since we've been reading the Gospel of John
约翰福音第一章是从施洗约翰的角度在看耶稣。
John 1 looks at Jesus from John the Baptist's perspective.
哥罗西书是从保罗的角度他在看耶稣。
While Colossians looks at Jesus from Paul's perspective.
他们都共同的看到一件事情。
They both saw one thing.
就是神的儿子耶稣借着道成肉身把神彰显出来。
That Jesus, the Son of God, is the manifestation of God through the incarnation.
保罗说他是教会全体之首。
Paul said he is the head of the body, the church.
他首先从死里复活。
He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
所以他要在凡事上居首位。
Therefore, in all things, he may have the preeminence.
所以信主后的基督徒，我们应该要把主权交给主。
Therefore, after believing in God, Christians should surrender the lordship to the Lord.
让他在我们生命上居首位。
And let him take the first place in our lives.
我们很熟悉创世纪第四章亚伯把羊群中头生的献给神。
We're familiar with the story in Genesis 4 where Abel offered the firstborn to God.
我们也知道神看中了亚伯和他所献的供物。
And we see that God was pleased with Abel and his offering.
但是其实这个命令是在一直到出埃及记第十三章第二节的时候。
But in fact, it wasn't until Exodus 13:2.
神拯救他的百姓出埃及。
After God delivered his people from Egypt.
神才借着摩西吩咐百姓要这样子做。
That God commanded that through Moses.
但是远在神做这个吩咐之前
But long before God commanded this
其实已经有很多很多的人在同样的原则里面在做这件事情
Many others were following the same principle
我不知道亚伯他怎么知道他需要这样子做
I don't know how Abel knew to do this
但是我看到的一件事情是
But one thing I saw
他很自然的把神所喜悦的事情做出来
Naturally, he did what God demanded.
回到我刚刚所说的。
Returning to my earlier point.
当我在预备想要分享基督徒应该把神摆在最重要的一个位置上面的时候。
When I was preparing for the topic of Christians putting God first.
我忽然觉得说这个题目不是教出来的。
Suddenly I realized this is not a topic to be taught.
而是应该很自然的去行出来，去做出来的一件事情。
But it should come naturally to be lived out.
我们实在不缺乏这方面的知识。
We have no lack of knowledge in this area.
我们也应该没有人不知道耶稣是主。
And no one should be unaware that Jesus is Lord.
但是问题是我们很少在我们生活中把这件事情实行出来。
However, we rarely put it into practice.
信主的时候，我们接受主当作我们的救主。
When we believe in Jesus, we accept Jesus as Savior.
但是我们还是我们自己的主。
And yet we are still our own Lord.
一直到基督徒做久了以后。
After we've been a Christian for a long time.
我们生命成长了。
Our lives grow.
我们才会把自己奉献给主。
Then we offer ourselves to the Lord.
把最好的给他。
Then we will give him the best.
这个就像是基督徒把耶稣是主这件事情分期履行。
It's like Christians approach the concept of Jesus is Lord in installments.
好像我们买房子。
As if we're buying a house.
我们付少许的头期款。
We put a small amount of down payment.
其他的我们分三十年来还。
And then the remaining payments spread out through 30 years.
如果耶稣是主，这个事情的实际需要做在我们的身上。
If the reality of Jesus is Lord be true on us.
应该是在我们信主、接受主的时候，这件事情就应该做出来。
That should have been done since we were Christians.
不应该分期付款三十年。
It should not be in installments over 30 years.
我们很容易接受主是我们的救主。
It should be easy for us to accept that the Lord is Lord.
但是我们不容易接受耶稣应该是我们生命中居首位的那一位。
It's as if it's easier to take him as a savior instead of the Lord, the head, the first in our lives.
既然这件事情不是教出来的。
Since this is not something to be taught.
那我们要怎么做才能够很自动的能够让耶稣成为我们生命中的主呢？
So how can Christians spontaneously honor Jesus as Lord?
我的答案是需要遇见主。
My answer is that we need to meet the Lord.
遇见主是一个基督徒不可少的一个经历。
Meeting the Lord is an essential experience for Christians.
我相信在座有很多弟兄姐妹已经有遇见主的经历。
I believe many seated here have the experience of meeting the Lord already.
我们都知道遇见主不是一个物体上面的相遇。
We know that meeting the Lord is not a physical meeting.
乃是在我们个人的经历中。
But in our personal experience,
我们感受到主的同在。
We feel the presence of the Lord.
我们看见，我们听见他向我们说话，向我们启示。
Seeing and hearing his revelations.
或是我们读他的话的时候，我们得到他的光照。
Well, or when we read his words, we were enlightened.
就像荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现那样子。
Just like when the glorious God appeared to Abraham.
呼召他离开本地、本族、父家。
And called him to leave his country, his people, and his father's household.
这是在亚伯拉罕身上他遇见主的一个开始。
This was the beginning of encountering with the Lord for Abraham.
但是我们看到在他的一生的里面。
But throughout Abraham's life.
神一直在向亚伯拉罕显现。
God continued to speak to Abraham.
持续地向他说话。
He kept talking to him.
唯独有一段时间。
Except for a period of time.
13年的时间里面。
For 13 years long.
神没有向亚伯拉罕说话。
God didn't speak to Abraham.
我们都知道那段时间我们都称为那是亚伯拉罕属灵生命软弱的一段时间。
Marking a period of spiritual failure for Abraham.
我们也看到，所以从这里我们看到说，我们遇见主不是一次性的。
So this shows us that encountering, meeting the Lord isn't a one-time experience.
乃是在一生的年日中，我们一直要有的一个经历。
But a continuous one throughout our lives.
当我们读圣经的时候。
When we read the Bible.
我们就看到说，在圣经里面充满了神向人说话的例子。
We see the Bible filled with examples of God speaking to people.
虽然程度都不一样。
Well, the degree of these experiences varied.
但是有一项是一样的。
They have one thing in common.
就是当神向人显现的时候。
That is when God appeared to man.
神跟人之间有了接触，有了互动。
There's the contact interaction between God and man.
我们回想当我们相信主的时候。
Let's recall when we first believed in the Lord.
其实那个就是我们第一次遇见主的时候。
That was the first time we met the Lord.
我们怎么会相信？我们怎么会决志说我要相信主呢？
How could we believe and decide to follow the Lord?
其实这是很多弟兄姐妹的见证。
That is the story for many of us.
当他们来到教会的时候。
When they came to the church.
当他们听到诗歌。
When they heard the hymns.
他们心里有感动。
They were moved in their hearts.
甚至有些人觉得他们想要流泪。
Some even on the verge of tears.
这是圣灵做工在我们的心里。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
在软化我们的心。
Softening our hearts.
叫我们的心向主敞开。
So we open our hearts toward the Lord.
让我们能够遇见主。
So that we can meet the Lord.
或是我们遇到了问题。
Or perhaps it was because we encountered a problem.
因此这个困难，我们来找主耶稣。
Because of our challenges, we came to find Jesus.
主耶稣也听了我们的祷告。
And Jesus heard our prayer.
借着这样子，我们跟神有所接触。
And we have contact with the Lord through this.
后来我们决定要相信主。
And then later on, we believe in the Lord.
虽然每一个人的经历都不太一样。
Although each experience is different.
但是相同的是。
The common point.
借着某件事情，我们跟主有了接触。
Is that we have come in contact with the Lord through something?
原本我们不认识主，原本我们不认识的，原本那个很远很远的主。
Originally, the Lord we did not know was far away from us.
现在我们觉得跟我们非常的靠近。
We feel that He is so near to us.
以往我们对他没有任何的感觉。
We had no feeling toward Him in the past.
但是我们现在有了感动。
But now we can be moved.
以往是听别人的见证。
In the past, we listened to others' testimony.
现在是我的见证，我有见证，我可以对别人做见证。
Now it is I who can give the testimony.
这个是叫做遇见主。
This is called meeting the Lord.
这是第一次的遇见主。
This is the first encounter of the Lord.
遇见主才能够真正的相信。
Only by encountering the Lord can we truly believe.
只有在这个根基上面的相信是不会动摇的根基。
Only faith based on this foundation can remain unshakable.
一个基督徒怎么会爱主呢？
How can a Christian love the Lord?
我们很熟悉一些经节，说约翰福音约翰一书第四章第十节。
In 1 John 4:10.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
In this is love, not that we love God.
差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这个就是爱了。
But that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
使徒约翰继续讲下去，在第十九节。
In 19 continues.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love him because he first loved us.
这些道理我们都知道。
We know the teaching.
爱主是我们应该做的事情。
Loving the Lord is something we should do.
但是问题是，很多时候我们没有动力。
But a lot of times we lack the motivation.
我们知道主爱我们。
We know the Lord loves us.
我们也知道我们应当爱主。
And we know we should love Him.
但是不容易维持。
But it's not easy to maintain.
一个基督徒要维持爱主。
A Christian needs to maintain loving the Lord.
需要持续的遇见主。
We need to continuously meeting the Lord.
持续的看到主的爱。
Continually witness His love.
在我们忙碌的生活里面。
In our busy lifestyle,
很多事情其实就是这样子一样一样的过去。
Many things just pass by.
我们也觉得这些事情是理所当然会这样子的发生。
And we take them for granted.
但是如果我们要持续的爱主，
But if we were to continually love the Lord,
我们需要在这些我们所认为理所当然的事情上面，
We must see among the things that we take for granted,
跟主接触。
And have contact with the Lord.
看见主的爱。
See the love of the Lord.
只有持续一直看到主的爱。
Only by continually witnessing His love.
我们爱主的心才能够维持。
Can we maintain our love for Him?
我们才能够持续的爱主。
Can we continue to love the Lord?
我们现在住的社区旁边最近在盖一个六层的一个大楼。
Next to our community, there's a six-story building being built.
所以从早开始就有很多的工程车停在那个红线上面。
So in the early in the morning, many construction trucks park on the red line at the curb.
每次我们车子要开出去，要汇到那个大马路的时候。
Every time we drove out to merge into the street.
我们的视线都被挡住。
Our sight were blocked.
我实在是看不到说在那条大路上有没有车开过来。
I actually couldn't see if there is any car coming toward me.
因为我的视线被挡住，我这一次得慢慢的出去。
For my sight was blocked, and I have to move slowly.
必须要到非常的，已经其实到路的中间了，其实才能够看到有没有车。
Only when I almost reach the center of the lane, then can I see whether there's a car coming or not.
那条大马路叫做 Capital 虽然有限速。
And that street was called Capital, and although it has a speed limit,
我的那一段是一个红绿灯完以后的一段。
And that section was right after the light.
就是大家变成绿灯的时候，大家都开得非常的快，开过去。
That is when the light turns green, everyone rushes out.
所以每次开出去的时候都有一点害怕。
So every time I tried to exit, I was afraid.
不知道会不会忽然有来车。
And I wonder if the car will suddenly approach.
在星期五早上我要离开家来教会的时候。
On Friday morning, when I left my house to come to the church.
我需要再一次出那个再一次的汇入那个大马路。
I needed to merge into that main street again.
我忽然想到一件事情。
And it suddenly occurred to me.
怎么会那么刚好？
How could it be so coincidental?
怎么？可能每次我要出去的时候，那边都没有车。
How is it possible that every time I left, there's no car?
我觉得，哎呀，我幸运好。
I thought I was lucky.
问题是，我怎么会有那么多好的幸运呢？
Now the question is, can I always be so lucky?
不可能的。
No way.
我忽然看到一件事情。
I saw one thing suddenly.
主在保守哎。
The Lord is keeping me.
主在看顾哎。
The Lord is watching over me.
主在这件事情上在显明他的爱。
God is revealing His love on this.
我已经不知道这样子开过去几次。
I can't remember how many times I've merged onto the road.
我记得每一次我开出去的时候，我都有一个想法。
Every time I drove out, I have this thought.
我需要跟打电话。跟警察说这些人违规停车。
I need to call the police and report those trucks.
我一直被这样的一个思想充满。
I have been filled by that thought.
所以我从来没有一次看到我能够平平安安的开出去，是主的爱。
Not once did I think of the love of the Lord that I could drive out peacefully.
我忙着埋怨。
I was filled with my complaints.
所以我看不到主的爱。
That's why I couldn't see the love of God.
我们必须看到主的爱。
We must see the love of God.
我们才能够一直持续的爱主。
Then can we continue to love the Lord?
这真的是很小的事情。
It's a small thing.
不值得提出来。
Not worthy of mentioning.
但是主的爱在其中。
But the love of the Lord is within.
我们都很喜欢很新鲜的。
We all love something fresh.
主的爱可以是很新鲜的。
The love of the Lord can be fresh.
我很喜欢耶利米哀歌的一句话。
I love a verse in Lamentations.
我们不至于被消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱。
Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed.
是因着他的怜悯，不至于断绝。
Because his compassions fail not.
每早晨，这个都是新的。
They are new every morning.
你的诚实极其广大。
Great is thy faithfulness.
弟兄姐妹，每一早晨都是新的。
Great is thy faithfulness.
这太大的恩典。
Such a great grace.
这太大的爱。
Such a great love.
如果我知道明天是旧的爱。
If I know tomorrow is the old love.
我在想到我今天的软弱。
And I think about my weakness today.
这个爱不够用了。
This love is not enough.
但是主说，每一天早上都重新 reset.
But the Lord says He's resetting this love every morning.
每早晨都是新鲜的。
They are new every morning.
感谢主的大爱。
I thank the Lord for His great love.
一个基督徒怎么会能够主动的想要追求认识主？
How can a Christian take the initiative to want to know and pursue the Lord?
不是凭着我们自己的热度。
It's not based on our enthusiasm.
不是凭着我们的毅力。
Or from our perseverance.
靠着我们自己，我们走不了多远。
We cannot go far by ourselves.
我自己常常有很大很高的理想。
I often have big and high ideals.
啊，我要读多少书，我要看多少圣经。
How many books I want to read and how much of the Bible I want to read.
但是时常啊，维持不了几天。
But they only last for a few days.
就被现实的生活被打断。
Before I'm defeated by the reality of life.
我们周日下午常常有一个圣经回馈的聚会。
We often have a feedback meeting on Sunday afternoon.
我们听到弟兄姐妹的见证。
And I heard the testimony shared by brothers and sisters.
他们怎么遇见主，听到主向他们说话。
How they met the Lord and heard the Lord speaking to them.
他们又如何被主的话来改变。
And how they were changed by the word of the Lord.
一开始弟兄姐妹大家是不是我们回想我们只是按照教会的这样子的安排跟着这样子来读经
In the beginning we were just following the arrangement of the church
我们没有想到说后来会得到那么大的益处
But little do we know we would gain such benefit
并且这个是一个良性的一个循环
And this is a virtuous cycle
我们越追求主我们越能够遇见主
The more we pursue, the more we'll meet the Lord.
我们越追求主，越给我们力量，再去追求主。
The more we pursue the Lord, the more strength we gain to pursue Him.
什么时候我们觉得累了
？Whenever we feel tired.
什么时候我们失去动力了
？Whenever we feel unmotivated.
我们要记得，我们要来到主的面前。
Remember to come before the Lord.
我们求主再向我们显现。
Ask the Lord to show Himself to us again.
再向我们说话。
And speak to us again.
像我们很熟悉的，在雅歌的经节说，愿你吸引我，我们才能够快跑跟随你。
Like in Song of Songs, draw me away, we will run after you.
什么时候我们属灵的油箱亮起灯来
？Whenever the light on our spiritual tank lights up.
快没有油了。
We're running out of oil.
我们就要到加油站去。
We need to go to the gas station.
主耶稣是加油站。
The Lord Jesus is the gas station.
教会是加油站。
The church is the gas station.
弟兄姐妹的分享是加油站。
The sharing of brothers and sisters is the gas station.
我们不想追求的时候。
When we don't feel like pursuing.
其实是我们最需要、最需要来追求的时候。
That is the time when we need to pursue the most.
不是追求知识。
Not pursuing knowledge.
乃是追求主。
But pursuing the Lord.
追求遇见主。
Pursue meeting the Lord.
我们遇见主，我们就很自然的会有动力。
When we meet the Lord, we naturally have motivation.
我们记得在路加福音第24章那个两个往以马忤失去的门徒。
Remember in the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, the two disciples that were walking toward Emmaus.
他们可以为了这件事来做见证。
They can testify about this.
因为当他们遇到耶稣的时候。
Because when they met Jesus.
一开始他们是跟耶稣交谈，不知道他是谁。
At first, they were talking to him, not knowing who he was.
但是当他遇见当他知道是主耶稣的时候。
But when they realized it was the Lord.
他们回想起来，当他们跟耶稣讲话的时候，他们心里越来越火热起来。
They recall how their hearts were burning within them.
他们遇到主的时候。
When they met the Lord.
我不知道那一天他们已经走了多少路。
I don't know how far they've walked.
但是圣经记载说，他们马上起来回到耶路撒冷去。
But the Bible says that they immediately rose up and returned to Jerusalem.
他们得到力量了。
They gained strength.
那个跟一开始我们看到的这两个门徒，我们对他们的印象完全不一样。
That's a different impression of the disciples we saw.
我们读到路加24章的时候，我们就看到这两个门徒在我脑海里面。
When we first read Luke 24, we read of these two disciples.
这两个，这个低着头、垂头丧气的两个门徒离开耶路撒冷。
These two lowering their heads and they were discouraged, they left Jerusalem.
当他们遇到耶稣的时候，
But when they encountered Jesus,
他们是多么的想要赶快把这个消息告诉其他的门徒。
How they desired to tell the news to the other disciples.
他们就起来赶快回去。
They rose and rushed back.
他们有了动力。
They were motivated.
他们有了力量。
They were strengthened.
因为他们遇见主。
For they have met the Lord.
既然遇见主这么重要，
Since meeting the Lord is so important,
我们要怎么遇见主？
How do we meet him?
第一件事情我想讲的是要来看耶稣。
First thing I'd like to share is to come and see Jesus.
我们单独过的约翰福音第一章，
In John 1 we just read,
使洗约翰的两个门徒听到主耶稣跟他们讲说，啊，这是神的羔羊。
The two of John the Baptist's disciplesThey said, when they heard, behold, this is the Lamb of God.
他们就跟随了耶稣。
They followed Jesus.
耶稣问他们说，你们要什么？
Jesus asked them, what do you seek?
他们说，拉比在哪里住？
They said, Rabbi, where are you staying?
耶稣说，你们来看。
Jesus answered, come and see.
他们就去看。
They came and saw.
他们去看耶稣在哪里住，那一天就与耶稣同住。
Where he was staying and remained with him that day.
在另外一天，耶稣呼召了腓力。
On another day, Jesus called Philip.
腓力去找了他的朋友拿单叶。
And Philip went to find Nathanael.
跟他做见证。
And testified to him.
拿单叶说：“这个拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”
Nathanael said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
腓力讲了一句很好的话。
Philip replied,
他没有跟他辩论什么。
He didn't argue with him.
他说：“你来看。”
He said, "Come and see."
你看了就能够知道。
You'll get it once you see it.
这是主耶稣的意思。
This is what Jesus meant.
你们来看。
Come and see.
前不久，史弟兄啊，我们看史弟兄的信息。
Not long ago, we saw the video of Brother Z's message.
他说：“我们人呐、经不起人看。”
He said that we humans were not able to withstand being seen.
但是耶稣不一样。
But Jesus is not the same.
耶稣经得起我们看。
Jesus can withstand our seeing.
他并且呼召我们要来看。
And he calls us to see.
我们要遇见主吗？
Do we want to meet the Lord?
我们需要到主那里去。
We must go to the Lord.
我们需要去看他。
We must see him.
有一天我开车来教会。
One day I was driving to church.
我一面开一面在想事情。
I was driving and lost in my thoughts.
到了下了高速公路的时候。
When I exited the highway.
我忽然有一个想法。
I suddenly had an idea.
哎，我怎么开到这里来的？
How did I get here?
我路上看到了什么？
What did I see on the way?
我不能回答。
I can't answer that.
我不知道我路上刚刚看到了什么。
I have no idea what I saw on the way.
我只知道我现在在这里了。
All I know is that I'm here.
我忽然害怕起来。
I suddenly felt afraid.
我怎么开车这么不专心呢？
How could I have been so oblivious?
我怎么会看不见我所经过的地方？
How can I not see what I passed?
其实我是有在看的。
Well, I was looking.
只是我被别的事情干扰。
But I was distracted by my thoughts.
我没有把我的注意力放在应该看的事情上面。
I wasn't paying attention to what I should see.
同样的
Similarly,
当主又邀请我们去看。
When the Lord invites us to see.
我们有去。
We did go.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们每天早上都有去看耶稣，对不对？
Every one of us went to see Jesus, right?
主要是我们有看，我们有没有看到
？But when do we actually see him?
我们的心思在不在我们所读的经文上面
？Were our minds on the scripture?
我们有没有专注的在看耶稣
？Were we focused on seeing Jesus?
我们的思想太容易，太容易。被移到其他的事情上面去。
Our mind and thoughts are easily distracted to other things.
以前我看到一个见证很好笑。
There was a testimony I read before it was funny.
他说一个人，一个基督徒，他在读经的时候。
He said a Christian when he was reading the Bible.
他看到耶稣吩咐那个鬼进入那个猪群。
He saw that Jesus commanded the demon to enter into the pigs.
那个猪呢，就一直跑，然后闯到山崖去啊。就掉下去。
So the pigs rushed over the cliff and fell.
他读到这里的时候，
When he read this,
他突然想起一个问题来。
He thought of a question.
那天那个放猪的人损失了多少钱啊？
He was wondering how much the herd owner lost.
他就去查一只猪应该现在是多少钱。
So he checked on the current price of a pig.
所以从他在读的圣经。
From the Bible he was reading,
变成一只猪多少钱？
He went to finding out how much a pig costs.
我觉得这个故事很好笑。
I thought that was a funny story.
但是其实我常常也是这个样子。
But I was like that oftentimes.
我不会去看猪多少钱。
I wouldn't check out the price of a pig.
但是我会去想到很多其他干扰我的事情。
But I would be distracted by many, many other things.
我有去看主。
I went to see the Lord.
但是不一定看得到。
But I may not see him.
所以我们需要祷告。
So we need to pray.
求主保守我们的心思。
And ask the Lord to keep our mind.
当我们去读经的时候。
When we go and read the Bible.
当我们去看耶稣的时候。
When we go to see Jesus.
让我们真的能够看到。
Help us to know to really see him.
我一直记得一个姐妹的见证。
I always remember a testimony of a sister's.
她遇见主以后，她觉得她要好好的读经。
After she met the Lord, she decided to read the Bible.
她就下定决心说，她要把早上的时间分别出来。
Diligently, so she decided to set apart the morning time.
但是发觉说，按照她原本的一个时间。他读圣经的话呢，就会很赶。
But she realized that if she read the Bible at the time she said, it would be rushing.
所以他就觉得说，我需要更早起来。
So she decided to get up even earlier.
我要更早起来，把一段时间分别出来给主。
She decided to get up earlier to set apart a period of time for the Lord.
把读经的时间分别出来。
To set apart the time to read the Bible.
这个姐妹下定决心要来看主。
The sister decided to see the Lord.
主不会让她失望的离开。
The Lord did not disappoint her before she leaves.
我们要有一个地方。
We need to have a place.
是可以跟主相会的地方。
Where we can meet the Lord.
主叫我们进入内室。
The Lord calls us to enter the inner room.
叫我们祷告在暗中的父。
And pray to the Father in secret.
内室就是我们可以看到主的地方。
The inner room is where we can see and encounter the Lord.
每一个人的内室都不太一样。
Everyone's inner room is different.
不一定是一间房间。
It may not be a physical room.
但是在哪里你能够遇见主，那个地方就是你的内室。
But wherever you can meet the Lord, that is your inner room.
地方要分别出来，时间也要分别出来。
We need to set apart a place and a time.
主叫我们进入内室去看他。
The Lord commands us, He calls us to enter into the inner room to see Him.
我们去寻找他，我们就必寻见。
If we see Him, we will find Him.
第二件事情我想讲的就是说，我们要对主有渴慕。
The second thing I'd like to share is that we must have a longing.
我们记得抹大拉的玛利亚。
Remember the Mary Magdalene.
路加福音记载有七个鬼从这个人身上被赶出来。
In the Gospel of Luke, it records that she was possessed by seven demons.
她被主耶稣医治以后，她就跟随耶稣。
After being healed by Jesus, she followed Jesus.
耶稣被钉在十字架上，被放在坟墓里面。
Jesus was crucified and later put in a tomb.
七日第一日的清早，天还黑的时候，他就来到坟墓找耶稣。
First day of the 7 days, when it was dark, she went to the tomb.
因为耶稣的尸体不在坟墓。
But unable to find Jesus' body.
她找不到耶稣，她就在坟墓外面哭。
She was weeping outside.
另外两个门徒后来也去那里。
And the other two disciples also went.
当他们看到耶稣不在的时候，他们就回家了。
When they noticed his absence, they returned home.
只有玛利亚一直在那边哭。
Only Mary remained and weeping.
想要找耶稣。
Trying to find him.
玛利亚这样的心感动了耶稣。
Mary's heart moved Jesus.
在耶稣还没有上去见父的时候。
Before Jesus went to the Father.
他就先来向玛利亚显现。
He appeared to Mary.
玛利亚是第一个看到主耶稣复活的人。
Mary was the first to see the resurrected Jesus.
虽然我们不知道我们什么时候会遇见主。
Although we don't know when we'll encounter the Lord.
我们也没有办法规定主向我们显现。
We cannot determine how he will appear to us.
但是玛利亚教导我们一件事情。
But Mary taught us one thing.
她告诉我们一个原则。
There's a principle she's teaching us.
凡像玛利亚那样子的一个渴慕，想要看到耶稣的人。
Anyone who has Mary's longing, a strong need to see the Lord.
他都不会失望。
Will not leave disappointed.
要有一个强烈的一个盼望。
We must have a strong hope.
玛利亚那天早上，她非常非常的渴慕，想要看到耶稣。
That morning, Mary had a strong desire to see Jesus.
对她来讲
，To her,
这是一件不能没有的事情。
Something that's indispensable.
就是因为这样的渴慕。
Because of her desire.
别人都走了。
Others left.
她还留下来。
She remained.
她想要看见耶稣。
She wanted to see Jesus.
这是渴慕。
This is the desire.
如果觉得是可有可无。
If you feel like it's okay either to have it or not.
如果我们的态度是无所谓。
If your attitude is indifferent.
哎，有也好，没有也好。
Whether you receive it or not is okay.
肯定我们会错过主。
For sure we'll miss the Lord.
为什么会无所谓呢？
How can we be indifferent?
也许我们觉得还有其他的路啊。
Maybe it's because we believe there are other ways.
还有其他的方法呢？
There are other methods.
啊，我不是昨天也是这样过的吗？
Didn't I survive yesterday?
上个月也是这样子过的。
That's how I lived last month.
我不知道已经这样子过多少年了。
I don't know how many years has passed like this.
不是都过来了。
I survived them all, right?
玛利亚她不是这样想的。
Not so for Mary.
今天没有看到耶稣，我就不能过。
I cannot live today if I don't see Jesus.
盼望我们都可以有这样的一个想法。
I hope we all have that mindset.
我们有一个问题。
We have a problem.
我们有一个处境。
We have a circumstance.
是主没有带我们过，我们就过不了的。
Is that we cannot pass it without Jesus.
只有这样子。
That's the only way.
我们有一个渴慕的心要来找主。
With a longing heart to find Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们都很能干。
Brothers and sisters, we are all very capable.
我们很多的方法。
We have many ways.
这是好也是不好。
That's good and bad.
在属灵上这样是不好。
Spiritually, that is not good.
因为我们的能干不能让我们去找主。
For our ability will not help us.
我们把太多的东西握在我们的手里。
Because we're holding too many things in our hands.
我们自己解决。
We solve problems ourselves.
我们自己去处理。
We handle them ourselves.
我们不需要主。
And we don't need the Lord.
我们头脑上知道我们需要主。
We know in our head we need the Lord.
但是我们没有一个动力真的需要主。
But we don't have the motivation to find the Lord.
只有真正需要主的人能够找到主。
Only those who realize they need the Lord will find him.
我们常常用渴慕这个词。
We often use the term longing.
到底什么是渴慕？
What does longing mean?
渴慕我觉得就是你没有办法了。
Longing is to see that you have no way.
酒用尽了。
You've run out of wine.
你没有办法再向前了。
You have no way to walk on.
除非来找耶稣。
Unless you find Jesus.
这是渴慕。
That is longing.
渴慕不是说哪一天我心情很好。
The longing is not when you're in a good mood.
哦，我高高兴兴的来读圣经。
You read the Bible happily.
哦，我觉得我最近生活得很好，我觉得我最近很像基督徒。
I feel good about myself as a Christian.
这不是渴慕。
That is not the longing.
渴慕是没有主不行。
Longing is meaning that I cannot live without Jesus.
有这样的心就能够找到主。
With that heart, we will find him.
如果哪一天我们信心不足，
If one day we found we let our lack of faith,
我们心中有所怀疑，
We have doubts in our hearts.
我能够找着主吗？
Can I still find the Lord?
我能遇见主吗？
Can I meet the Lord?
请想想玛利亚。
Please remember Mary.
我们学习玛利亚。
Learn from Mary.
如果我见不到主，我就不愿意离开。
I will not leave if I don't see the Lord.
主会向我们显现。
The Lord will reveal Himself to us.
第三件事情我想要讲，我们需要有一个清洁的心。
Thirdly, I'd like to share, we must have a pure heart.
我们都很熟悉的经节，马太福音五章八节，清心的人有福了，因为他们能够看见神。
We're familiar with Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
另外一个遇见主的一个条件就是清心。
Another condition for encountering the Lord is a pure heart.
什么是清心呢？
What does a pure heart?
清心就是一个纯洁，一个单纯，一个单一。
It means simple, pure, and single.
没有其他的。
Without any addition.
这说到我们来到主面前的一个动机。
This speaks of our motive for seeking the Lord.
必须是要主自己。
It must be the Lord He Himself.
是的，我刚才讲说我们需要把我们的问题带到主面前去。
Yes, I just shared that we must bring our problems to the Lord.
但是问题得不到解决，得不得到解决是不是主要的，是次要的。
But whether the problem is solved is not the main issue.
主要的是要遇见主耶稣主。
The primary issue is whether we meet the Lord or not.
我们进到内室，我们去渴慕的目的只有一个。
The sole purpose of entering the inner chamber and longing for the Lord.
就是要得到主自己。
Is to gain the Lord He Himself.
这是清心的意思。
This is what a pure heart is.
因为我们得着主。
Because we gain the Lord.
因为我们遇见主。
Because we have met the Lord.
许多的问题就能够得到解决。
Many problems will be solved.
很多的问题就不再成为问题。
Many problems will no longer bother us.
因为很多的问题都是我们看不到我们自己所造成的。
For many problems arise because of our inability to see ourselves.
当我们遇见主的时候，
When we met the Lord,
主就光照了。
The Lord will enlighten us.
他照出我们里面真实的情况。
He will reveal our inner, the true inner condition.
让我们看到我们自己的问题。
Allowing us to see our own problems.
让我们能够服下来。
That we can be submissive.
让我们能够悔改。
That we can repent.
主的光不只是除去我们里面的黑暗。
The Lord's life not only removes the darkness in our hearts.
他还带来医治。
It also brings healing.
他还把恩典也带来。
And brings grace.
这个恩典就是他自己。
This grace is He Himself.
让我们知道我们要怎么去面对这个问题。
So that we know how to face our problem.
这只是一个很小的例子。
This is just a small example.
我们要专业仰望耶稣。
We must turn our eyes to Jesus.
让其他的事情都变成朦胧。
And obscuring everything else.
我们来找主的目的，
purpose,
我们的动机。
Our motive for seeking the Lord.
只能是因为我想要遇见主。
Is simply to meet the Lord.
这样子是清心。
That would be of a pure heart.
主的话告诉我们说，拥有这样的心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
The Lord's word says, "Blessed are such people, for they shall see God."
最后一点我想分享的就是，我们需要遵守主的话。
Lastly, I'd like to share, we need to keep the word of the Lord.
约翰福音14:21结束说，
John 14:21 says,
有了我的命令又遵守的，这个人是爱我的。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
这里告诉我们一个爱主的人是什么样子。
Here we're told what a person who loves God is like.
他说一个爱主的人肯定是会遵守他的命令。
He who loves the Lord will keep His command.
当我们去遵守他的命令的时候，
When we keep His commandments,
我们得到父的爱，
We receive the love of God.
我们得到主耶稣的爱，
We gain the love of Jesus.
并且我们可以遇到主，
And、
他要向我们显现。
We can meet the Lord. He will reveal Himself to us.
在地上耶稣地上的母亲玛利亚说
Jesus mother on earth said
她告诉佣人说
She told the servants
她叫你们做什么你就做什么
Whatever he says to you do it
我们刚读过对不对星期五
We just read on Friday right
我们每一天或是每一周我们有很多很多接触主的一个机会
Every day, every week, we have a lot of opportunities to be in contact with the Lord.
我们需要问我们一句话。
We need to ask ourselves.
他有没有告诉我们什么
？Has he told me something?
我们觉得我们需要遵行主的话没有错。
We feel like we need to keep his commandments.
但是遵行之前，我们先要听到。
But before we can keep it, we need to hear it.
我们听不到，我们就没有办法遵行。
If we don't hear it, we cannot keep it.
我们每一个聚会我们都参加。
We attend every meeting.
但是我们需要问自己，我们有没有听到主在向我们说什么？
But we need to ask ourselves, have we heard what the Lord is telling us?
我们没有听到，自然的我们就不会去做。
If we didn't hear him, we cannot keep it.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Whatever he says to you, do it.
这是遵行主的。
This is what it means to keep his commandments.
主如果把一句话给我们
，If the Lord says something to us，
叫我们去遵守
，to do it，
他肯定也会给我们力量可以去遵守。
For sure, he will give us the strength to keep it.
如果有一个人叫我们去买一样东西
，If someone tells us to buy something，
他会怎么样？他会把钱给我们，对不对
？That person will give us the money, right？
他不能叫我们去买，然后又叫我们自己出钱。
He can't tell us to buy it without giving us money.
他叫我们去买，他肯定把钱给我们。
If he tells us to buy, he will for sure give us the money.
主今天如果告诉我们一句话，叫我们去遵守。
If the Lord tells us today one thing to keep.
这句话也带着遵守的力量跟着来。
This word will come with the power.
我们只要顺服就好了。
We need to be obedient.
不要想太多。
Don't think too much.
不要想它的后果。
Don't overthink and think about the consequences.
不要想可不可能。
Don't think about the possibility.
简单的遵守。
Simply keep it.
总结一下今天所讲的。
Let me conclude what we just shared.
遇见主是我们基督徒一件非常重要的一个经历。
Meeting the Lord is a crucial experience for us Christians.
我们能够相信是因为我们遇见主。
Our ability to believe begins with meeting with him.
我们能够爱主是因为我们遇见主。
We're able to love him because we have met him.
我们能够追求，我们能够要认识主，是因为我们遇见主。
We can pursue him and know him is because we have met him.
我们要怎么遇见主呢？
And how do we meet the Lord?
我们要去看。
Go and see.
我们心中要有一个渴慕。
We need to have a longing in our hearts.
把我们的问题带到主面前去。
To present our issues before the Lord.
我们要有清心。
We need to have a pure heart.
我们不是去是为了解决我的问题。
We don't go just to solve our problems.
我们去是为了要遇见主。
We go to meet the Lord.
我们目标要这一个准确的一个目标。
We need to have an accurate goal.
最后，我们要听到主向我们说话。
Lastly, we need to hear the word of the Lord.
他叫我们做什么，我们就要去做什么。
Whatever he says to you, do it.
当我们这样做的时候
，When we do so,
很自然的，我们属灵生命会成长。
Naturally, our spiritual life will grow.
主也会成为我们生命中的第一个顺位。
The Lord will become the priority in our lives.
最后，我们唱一首诗歌。
Lastly, let's sing a hymn.
圣徒诗歌302首。
In the hymn book 302.
你的灵岂非与他会过？
Hast thou heard him, seen him, and known him?
这首诗歌里面有很多的问号。
There are a lot of question marks in this hymn.
每一句歌词都是一个问题。
Every stanza is a question.
你的灵岂非与他会过？
Hast thou heard him, seen him, and known him?
你的心曾非被他所夺？
It's not thine a captured heart.
盼望我们在唱这首诗歌的时候。
I hope that when we sing the hymn,
我们把这些问题问问我们自己。
Ask ourselves this question.
恳请团队带我们。
Let us follow the worship team.
心曾不为他所夺，是否能他为人中第一的欢喜拣选那三好部分，你是千万人中之第一的，哦求你爱我心并夺我心，兵患难加光，你为千万人送至第一人，世界的一切虚荣和珍宝，尽都是偶像世人颠倒，如果今世能不容易淡薄，今过必世能真难超脱，你是千万人中之第一人，哦求你开我眼并夺我心，摔碎中偶像，兵患难加光，你为千万人送至第一人，是什么会使地上失去他那美丽的模样，并不是灰心失望或牵念，乃是无价之宝的一些，你是千万人中之第求你爱我眼并夺我心，摔碎中偶像，兵患难加光，你为千万人中之第一人。
诗歌说到你的灵是否与他相会，你的心是否被他所夺？我们都知道我们要遇见主，我们知道我们要与主来相会，但许多时候这世界上事却吸引我们眼目。牧师提醒我们，我们是否有一个清洁的心，我们单单要主。是否有一个渴慕的心，没有主不行？
Do we have a longing heart that we cannot live without the Lord?
求主帮助我们，让这世界都变成了模糊。
May the Lord help us so the world will fade away.
我们有一颗单单要主的心。
We have a single heart.
主，我们要看见你的美丽。
To see the beauty of the Lord.
我们要知道你是我们的无价之宝。
You are priceless, Lord.
我们要像玛利亚一样，我们要渴慕来遇见你。主，求你来帮助我们。
还有什么 么相干。你是千万人中之一人，哦，求你爱我眼并托我心，摔碎中偶像并患难加光，你为千万人中之一人，哦，求你带着我来信，直到你自己充满这心，我们梦就属是你的同伴，与偶像还有什么相干？你是千万人中之一人，哦，求你爱我眼并托我心，摔碎中偶像并患难加光，你为千万人中之一人。
主，你让我们看见你的宝贵。
Lord, help us to see how precious you are.
你告诉我们，祈求的就给你们，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给你们开门。
So seek and you will find, ask will be opened for you, knock will be opened to you.
今天我们寻求的是什么？我们寻找的是什么？
What are we seeking? What are we finding?
我们今天叩门的是为了看见谁？
We knock because we want to see God.
主，我们要看见你。
Lord, we want to see you.
主，你让我们真的有真切的经历，我们要遇见你。
Lord, give us true experience that we met you.
让我们的生命不再一样。
So that our lives will no longer be the same.
不是在为我们自己而活。
Not living for ourselves.
更多是为你而活。
Living more for you.
主，求你来吸引我们。
Lord, draw us near.
当你吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随你。
When you draw us near, we'll run after you.
主，愿意你的圣灵天天来带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead us daily.